Well, it's a great treat to talk to Glenn Maxwell. It is the day of the game. They take on the mighty Blues today. G'day, Maxi.
Yes, how are you going?
Good, mate. How are you travelling?
Yeah, going very well. It's been an interesting Matador Cup so far with plenty of bonus points and interesting scenarios. And we obviously had to wait to see if we were in the finals. And
yeah.
And luckily enough, Tassie did the job for us.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a miscalculation there, but that doesn't matter. It's helped you guys out. It's one of those classic encounters today in many ways, Glenn. You know, New South Wales up against, I guess, the arch enemy in the Vics.
Yeah, it's been a hell of a rivalry. And hopefully both teams are going in reasonably full strength as well. And hopefully give the people at Drummoyne a decent outing today. I think it's going to be a great day. And hopefully we can put on a good show for everyone.
Yeah, Glenn, did you learn much about the New South Wales last Sunday? Because you did a great job bowling early along with Peter Siddle. I think they were only like 30-odd off the opening 10, but then they exploded. Can you learn much from that contest?
Yeah, we definitely did. We probably didn't take our chances early on enough. We had a lot of pressure put on them. I think they were at 20-odd. As you said, off about 9 overs, and to let them slip from that moment and let them chase our total down was probably a little bit disappointing. The way we batted at the back end was also a little bit disappointing. We felt like we left 30 or 40 runs out there and probably let them slip that way. So we haven't really played our perfect game this tournament yet. So hopefully we've been building towards that this week, and hopefully it's today, and we can play an even better game on Sunday.
And Maxi, how are you batting, mate? You've had a high score of 67. Are you happy where things are at?
Oh, I'm extremely happy with the way I'm hitting them. Obviously, the totals that I have been making probably haven't been where I would like to be, but I've been very happy with the way I've been preparing and hitting the ball. I think sometimes you get too caught up in trying to worry about your scores and probably getting a little bit anxious about it, but I've been trying to keep that as consistent as possible as far as worrying about how I'm moving and hitting the ball, and feeling really good heading into the summer. And I know with a bit of Shield cricket up ahead, I know that a lot of big scores just around the corner, and feeling really good about my game at the moment.
We're lucky enough to be chatting with Glenn Maxwell, who's going to be spearheading the Bushrangers up against New South Wales today at Drummoyne Oval. So get out there and enjoy some real high-quality cricket between two great rivals. Glenn, are you a big, big goal setter? What are you trying to achieve this season as you set your goals? And, you know, I guess have you curbed your natural instincts to do things the hard way sometimes when the easy way could be the way to go?
I'm not really a big goal setter. I think I did a lot of my goal setting around more preparation and trying to keep it.
Just dropped out. We'll try and establish that line again.
So. He's an interesting big summer coming up. There's no doubt about it. Maxi, you're back there.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah. So your goal setting, it's more about your preparation.
Yeah, so just try to keep that as consistent as possible and have something to fall back on when things aren't quite going right on the field. So just trying to keep that as consistent as possible this summer, and hopefully we'll see that with the results as well.
Have you heard much from the national selectors, Maxi? I mean, there's no doubt in my mind you should be in that one-day international side, and I'd like to see you get that consistency in the long form and play Test cricket. Are you talking to the selectors? Do you know what they're after?
I haven't been talking to him at all. It's been probably nice to be able just to concentrate on my own game and not probably have so many voices in my head and people having their 2 cents. It's actually been nice to be able to concentrate on my own game with the Victorian coaches and just work towards winning a Matador Cup and looking forward to the Shield season. I think you can sometimes get caught in that bubble of playing for Australia and have so many different voices in your head that, but obviously trying to help you, but it can get quite stressful at times as well.
Yeah, it's sort of a good and a bad thing, isn't it? You sort of want to hear from the selectors, but only if it's positive news. Glenn, how's your relationship with Darren Lehman? It appeared at some stages you were sort of butting heads, you know, about your philosophy about batting and your cricket compared to Darren. Have you had discussions in that direction?
Well, not recently. I think the last time we chatted was in Sri Lanka, and The discussions we have had around Benny have been actually really, really good and really positive. I think he understands where I come from my philosophy, and the way he played probably matched that a little bit, where he tried to manipulate fields and work over the opposition. So I think he understands from that point of view. I suppose having not really seen a lot of my Shield stuff, he would have... he probably wouldn't understand so much of my longer format when I haven't really performed that well in the Test arena. So hopefully I can put some big numbers on the Shield table this year and get back in there.
Is it hard, Maxi, with you're prolific in the T20, the IPL, there's a lot of leagues going on, there's a lot of money that comes from playing that. Is it hard to stay focused on the Test match stuff?
Not really. I think I've said it a fair bit. If you look at my record, it's not hard to stay focused on that at all. I think it's by far my best format. It's by far my most consistent format as well. And I feel like I've performed really well in Shield cricket over the last few years. And even in first class cricket when I've played in England as well. It's been a format I've really enjoyed playing, and it's something I'm really passionate about getting back into playing for Australia and wearing that baggy green. It's the absolute pinnacle, and if your concentration probably wavers from that, I think that's when you know you're going to be moving on to T20 cricket turning your back on, I suppose, Test cricket.
Glenn, you know, we often joke that you're a bit of a scourge for junior cricket coaches, because they all, yeah, the kids all see you play and guys like you, and then of course they all want to do the switch hitting and the reverse sweep and all of the above.
Yeah, I've had a lot of parents come up to me and they hate me, and their kids are trying out different shots. But I love that. I think if it's getting the kids involved in the game, I think it's just as, it doesn't matter how they get into the game, as long as they're playing the game and enjoying what they're doing. And I think that's the great thing about cricket, is they can watch these random shots being played on TV and then go straight into the backyard and practice them.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. The Blues, who are the dangers, do you think, mate? There's been some good form lines in there.
Jesus, there's a long list of them at the moment. They're playing beautifully. I think you look at, I suppose, the bowlers. You look at Hazelwood, Cummins and Bollinger have all been absolutely outstanding the whole way through. Dougie probably being a little bit of the surprise packet with it. Yeah. The amount of wickets he's taken. Then you go through the batting. I think you look at Daniel Hughes, he's been in great form in the last two games, obviously, with 196 back-to-back, which is very good batting in these conditions. But I just look at their middle order being a chance for us to, expose a little bit. They have had a few collapses during this tournament where if they do lose a couple of wickets through that middle overs, we might be able to expose their middle order and lower tail.
And, mate, we know you love the harbour, because you tried to come and move here to Sydney, so we would have had you with open arms, you know.
Yeah, I know that. During this tournament, I sort of thought, oh, geez, traffic's that bad, I probably made a good decision instead.
Nah, that's right. Yeah, that's a good point, mate. Yeah, good point.
Good on you, Maxi. Listen, play well today, buddy, and have a great season.
Thanks very much, guys. Have a good one.
Yeah, great to chat. Glenn Maxwell.